Hi, I'm Haley.
And I'm Miranda.
And we're the Newport Beach Babes. Welcome to the OC, bitch. Hello.
Hi.
We are going to be talking about season one, episode 11,
Ooh.
The Homecoming.
Mm, Hulu synopsis for The Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Julie is incensed when she finds out her daughter accompanied Ryan to the prison where his brother is incarcerated.
Incensed.
Semicolon. The Coens host Thanksgiving dinner. Great.
Great. Incensed. Yeah. She's incensed.
Yep.
She is.
She's pretty peeved.
They are right. The Coens are hosting Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And you know who is not allowed to cook? Kirsten.
Absolutely not.
Kirsten is trying very hard because it's Ryan's first Thanksgiving, but they are just like not having it. They're not letting her.
She's trying to participate, and Seth says, seriously, where's Rosa? Yeah. My question exactly.
Where is Rosa?
Where is Rosa?
Well, we're never going to see Rosa.
We're never going to see her.
I think
her
Rosa
again.
Is done.
Yeah.
I appreciate when she's holding the turkey very, like, awkwardly. Sandy's like, oh, that's just how she held you as a baby.
Exactly. Are there pans? Are there any pans anywhere?
I don't know. That's I'm also like, y'all are
terrible.
Cooking real, real late. Like, this whole episode, I'm just like, what time of day is it? Like, I have no idea what time it is.
Time is irrelevant on the OC.
It's very true. Like, did they wake up at, like, 8 and start cooking? I know some people do that, but, like...
Some people do all day.
I just couldn't. I was like, I don't know what the fuck time it is.
My other thought is that I feel like people on the West... That's the West Coast, right?
Yes.
The West Coast.
Yes.
They eat dinner very late. Like, I feel like the people that I've known that live... in, like, L.A. or even, like, all of the Santas, they eat at, like, 8 or 9 p.m. for, like, regular dinner.
Oh, huh.
I wonder just because, like, the weather's so nice, people are just, out enjoying the day longer.
Maybe, yeah.
So who knows if there's Thanksgiving dinner starting at, like, 8 p.m.
Right, that's true.
You never know.
Never
Whereas,
know.
Like, I have shit at, like, 4.
Right. Everyone, because the sun disappears.
The sun goes
here
away on us.
Sweet home Chicago.
Indeed.
They're all just kind of bantering back and forth about Kirsten not being able to cook.
She's
which,
terrible.
I appreciate because I am also not allowed to cook.
And her hair is the best it's ever been.
Her hair looks,
in my opinion,
so good in this episode.
It's real good.
Jail calls.
Oh, God.
And it's Trey. It's old Trey.
Yeah, original Trey.
Original Trey.
Second up.
And he wants Ryan to come visit him.
Mm-hmm.
For ulterior motive purposes.
Right. Such a fucking dramatic phone call.
It's so dramatic. It's just very like...
Yeah.
Hey, man. Like, it's very,
hey,
like,
a
lot of whispers, a lot of, like, he just say, bro. A
lot of head tilts.
It's,
lot of, like,
he's like,
face scrunching.
Don't you know what day it is? Like, it's, it's very dramatic.
Thanksgiving, man.
Kirsten says she forgets that Ryan has a family of his own.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, like, a nice sentiment, but also, like, kind of not at the same time. I don't know. Like, I think it's sweet that she's, like, immediately just...
He's just so much a part of
their family
that she forgets that, like, he had a life before.
Yeah.
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 Common theme in this
Common
episode.
Theme
Someone
in
else
this
feels
episode.
That way later.
Ryan's is kind of avoiding going to jail by, like, starting to cook. He's like, oh, I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I'll do this, and I'll do that.
Seth said, do you have Seth's quote?
Seth is like, you can start cooking and then finish in the next 3 to 5 years, and you won't have to worry about it, basically.
You just have enough cooking to last you for 3 to 5 years,
right.
Then you just won't even have to ever see him.
Right. Seth offers to go with him, and Ryan's like, no, you can't.
Someone has to keep your mom away from the food.
Oh, my God. They really don't want Kirsten to cook. And you know what? Again, I deeply relate. I tried to cook for my boyfriend recently, like 2 months ago, and I broke the sink. So I'm not allowed to cook, which is good. He can cook, which is fine.
Can I play a quick clip in regards to the avoiding of Kirsten cooking?
Yes.
You think Ryan's okay?
I think he'll be okay. He needs to do this.
Okay. Let me get in there, do some flipping.
No, honey. Seth really likes corn.
How do you expect me to get better?
I don't. I'm sorry, but the boys and I made a pact.
A pact?
A solemn promise.
When?
You were in the bathroom. Look, I am all for you expanding your horizons, but not today. We have guests who expect that food will actually be served.
Speaking of which...
Who expect that food will actually be served?
Yeah. A pact? What?
I love when Seth is like, you are uncomfortably close to the core.
I think that was like supposed
to
be
like
my
the next
like,
part.
Mom, you're uncomfortably close to the corn right now.
That
just back away.
Really, really makes me laugh.
I love them.
Marissa has to go spend it with Julie.
Who's spending it with Caleb,
who has never been to his own daughter's house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We learn.
Great.
I really love Marissa's outfit here. This is one of my favorite Marissa Cooper outfits. She's got like a mauve.
Her hair is
skirt and like an orange top, and she's like her hair is just laid right. Like she is looking gorgeous in this episode.
Her wavy hair is like absolute perfection.
It's amazing.
Well. I'm a big fan.
Ryan's getting ready to go. Mm-hmm. He stops in to say hey to Seth.
Yeah.
Seth offers to give him comics for Trey.
Oh, yeah.
And which was kind of a cute gesture. And I thought it was funny that he was like, Legion, man, he's already in prison. Isn't that tough enough? Because Legion is very intense.
Gotcha.
Ryan's making fun of Seth's cologne because he got cologne.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, Anna likes you. So.
Oh, God.
Seth tells him that Summer attacked him with her lips.
Yeah.
And now he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because Anna is coming over.
Yeah.
He liked it so much better when Ryan did not have a sense of humor.
Yeah, because he was like, yeah, I feel really bad
I really
for
feel
you.
Really bad for you. You got these two girls. Yeah. Oh, it must be really hard for you.
Yeah.
It is, in a way. I really, really hate Seth's behavior in this episode. We don't want to talk about it immediately.
Yeah,
but
we'll get there.
He's just a little...
Marissa comes over.
Yes.
And they're flirting, and it's like, your pool house or mine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, your pool house or mine? Goddamn. Marissa is with Jimmy, so she, she on her way over to Julie's,
right.
And basically they start like kissing in the pool house, and then
totally.
She's like, I'll go with you.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, because Jimmy was there.
Yeah.
I just liked that he handed them the wine and he was like, it's a twist off. So that's classy, right? And they're like,
I love a twist off. Twist off is great.
You wore your shirt like that.
Yeah.
And your hair like that.
Yeah.
And, it's a tuck in. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Like, what?
Because, well, they have ulterior motives. They're trying to set him up with the elusive Rachel. Is this the last time that we see Rachel?
I think so. So in a later episode that we will discuss. Mm-hmm. They talk about her being like out of town.
Yeah.
For some sort of legal proceedings.
And then we never see
her
again.
And then I think we don't see her again.
Yeah.
So I think
I think
this is her last appearance.
But
Kirsten, oh my God, they're so awkward.
They're trying to set him up with Rachel, which is really funny.
Yeah.
Marissa offers to go with Ryan to Chino.
Yeah.
She's like, I feel like you have this whole life that I know nothing about. And Ryan's like, well, it's better like that.
Yeah.
Which I get. I get Ryan that kind of just wants to go and get this done and then have it be over and then come back.
Yeah.
She completely disregards that.
Mm-hmm.
And it really pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're skipping ahead. Not that much. Maybe
that's
like
fine. We can
just,
follow the
just
two
a scene.
We can follow the two of them real
quick.
Yeah.
You know,
my
he's...
mom said it was okay.
Yeah, my mom said it was okay.
Corroborate that shit, Ryan. This is the second time on this podcast that someone has said something that is... just
untrue,
uncategorically untrue.
It's Marissa every time.
Yeah. Well, Julie, it reminds me of when Julie was like, her father and I discussed it, and she's going to go to the institute, and it's like
mother,
oh yeah,
like daughter. I mean,
true. Yeah, my mom said it was okay. Is it though?
It's
maybe
not.
We should go ask.
It absolutely is not.
Ugh.
When he leaves, she's just sitting in the Range Rover. She's just sitting in the passenger seat.
Right.
Just
and
like waiting.
I get that she's wearing a skirt, but she has like legs for days, and it looks
she
like
does.
She's wearing nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like she's wearing a top.
She does. As a tall girl, not as tall as she is, but only a couple inches shorter, I understand and empathize.
Yeah.
Inside the Cohen household, Rachel shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel sucks so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we don't see her again because Rachel's like, she comes in, she completely ignores Kirsten, who's closer to her when she walks in.
Yeah.
Immediately goes for Sandy and like, gives him a little kiss on the cheek, and then they, like... have some sort of tête-à-tête.
Like, they're, like, trying to, like,
shake
hands
like
or, like,
weird.
Hug, and it's very awkward.
And then Rachel, gives Kirsten some sort of weird hug, and then it's, like, evident that they're trying to get Jimmy and Rachel together.
Yeah.
I just, like, she just sucks so bad. And they're both, okay, Jimmy and Rachel are very, like, casually dressed.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't look like they were going over to their friend, like a nice Thanksgiving dinner. You know what I mean? Like, they're both just kind of like wearing jeans and I don't know.
I sort of get it from Jimmy just because I feel like that he's always kind of a schlubby dude like that.
Right.
But her, I feel like she wears that like bright pinky purpley type like button up.
Yeah.
And it just
like
seems kind of childish.
Sort of like weird. Like, I didn't dig it.
But Sandy and Kirsten leave the room. And after like a really awkward like introduction and like, yeah, just yeah, right. Jimmy's here and Rachel's here and blah, blah, blah. And then they leave the room and he goes, we suck. That was not very smooth. And they're just so like.
It's so funny.
So bummed about it.
Kirsten's wearing this ridiculous necklace that looks like a metal wishbone. It's like, yeah. It's out of this world.
It is interesting.
She before Ryan leaves, she does give a pie to Ryan to give to Trey. And she says, don't worry, it's store-bought. And
oh my
that
God.
Made me laugh.
That was super cute. And also, speaking of things that are given to Ryan, Sandy says, just in case, why don't you take this? And it's a flip phone.
It's a flip phone.
They're giving him a flip phone.
They're giving him a phone.
I was like, we can't even walk from one room to the other now without a phone. And like,
no.
Here's a phone just in case when you're on this hour-long
right.
road trip.
That was what amazing. It was like back in the... I got my first cell phone in around this time, 2003.
It was the
I had
days.
Those Nokia where you could like type in the numbers
yes.
and that's when whatever your ringtone would be. Like, so you could look up like the Harry Potter theme song and you would type in the numbers and then it would change that into... Yeah.
I did not know about this. I just played a lot of Snake and
I played
a lot
of Snake
the
too.
Plates.
I remember I had the face plates and then sometimes like you could, there's like a hack. So if you like went into like settings, you could type in different numbers and then it would
do that.
Make the ringtone.
That's amazing.
Many moons ago. I'm sure the OC theme song is my ringtone for a little bit. They go to prison to go visit Trey.
Yep. Back to that gritty prison chino look.
Okay. That prison, it looked like it had a good view though. Like up on that roof, I was like, look at those mountains. It just looked, California's great.
Paid room and board.
Trey looks like shit. Obviously he's getting beaten up because he owes, he lost $6,000.
Right? Like, that is a lot of money in poor,
poor
people money.
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. I'm very poor.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of money.
$6,000 is a lot.
He asks Ryan to go pick up a car.
Yep.
And drop it off in another location. It's a stolen car.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan is taking Marissa to the bus because she's going home to Newport.
Yeah, or so he thinks.
Yeah. He's like, I got no choice.
I gotta pick up the stolen car.
I've no choice. He's so tough.
Like,
and
this
is just one of their many, like, they don't listen to each other fights. Because she's just completely disregarding his feelings again, and she's not listening to him. And she's just like, no, I'm staying. I'm staying with you. I'm dying at, like, you know. I just, like, she's
solid impression.
It's so bad.
That's
but
great.
It's like she's...
Yeah.
They're both so irritating as a couple.
They're both very stubborn.
They're so stubborn.
Yeah.
But not in a way that, like... That's endearing. I don't know. Does that make sense? Like, it's they're just like, I mean, obviously they're 16 and that, like, I'm probably going to say that a lot during this recording session
totally.
Because there's some actions
there's a lot
that
of
people
actions.
Take.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both being really stubborn.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in Newport, Anna shows up from the Cohen household wearing this fabulous leopard coat that I would 100% wear right now.
With, like, a plaid skirt
with
a giant bow. Like, none of it goes together.
None of it goes together, but separate pieces, I'd wear it.
Well, and that's what I was thinking about, too, because, like, people who have big statement coats like that, like, I wonder, like, how do you get that to match anything?
Yeah.
But she shed that pretty quick and then was just rocking.
Rocking a
like
little
a really cute
plaid
outfit.
Skirt, like a big old bow top or whatever. And
totally.
She comes in and she's just... just as cute as can be.
Yeah. Just
you know?
Charming everyone. Sandy asks.
Yeah, Sandy asks her, like, you know, why are you here? Your parents don't believe in the celebration of the genocide of the American Indian.
Yep, had that.
Anna basically is like, I don't want to go back to Pittsburgh. I just, like, all of the Sterns together is too much. She uses the word anathema.
Yeah, an anathema.
Anathema, yeah.
Yeah.
And Sandy's looking at Seth like, what?
Anathema. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Also, though, what kind of family lets their, like, teenage child stay on one coast while they fly? That seems...
I mean...
Not smart?
Spoilers for those spoilers. Later, she just leaves.
That's true.
And just goes and lives with that family that she was avoiding.
Yeah.
In Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like...
What?
I don't really know.
I don't know. I just...
As a teen... Yeah, they're just letting her stay. I mean, she's 16.
I guess.
But at the same time, it's like, yeah, it's
that's
weird.
Like multiple days that they're going to be gone very far away. And presumably she knows no one in
Presumably
Newport.
She knows no one. I mean, I'm sure she was like, I'm going over to
Seth's
or whatever. But
it's just weird.
It's weird. Yeah. I find it to be very weird.
Yeah.
Again, I wrote, what the fuck time of day is it? Because at this point, you know, like...
the Chino timeline versus like the Cohen
versus
timeline.
Versus the Cohen timeline. Yeah. And also like... Kirsten's, like, popping open the bottle of wine, her first of many.
Yeah.
And Seth, like, says to Sandy, like, you violated the pact because she's, like, in the kitchen. She's like, I'm opening the wine.
A skill I feel very confident about.
Amen. but, yeah, I don't know what the fuck time of day it is.
Yeah.
Rachel goes outside.
Jimmy confronts Kirsten about the setup, and Rachel confronts Sandy.
And yeah. Sandy's outside, like, I think probably grilling the corn. And she's like, you just don't want to deal with what's going on between us.
Yeah.
Whoa. Chill the fuck out. Nothing is going on between you. You just keep pushing and pushing this narrative. And Sandy handles it very well. Yeah. He's like, there's nothing going on between us. Jimmy's really cool. You would like him.
Yeah.
And, like, he just totally, like... Yeah. Takes it so well. Ugh.
You don't want to deal with me sexually harassing you constantly.
Right. Like,
no shit.
So they, Rachel and Jimmy bond over football.
Yeah. It's actually super cute.
It's cute. Yeah. It's like cute. They have
their little like competitive,
Dolphins and Cowboys. Yeah. And they're like, yeah.
Totally.
Which is kind of sweet. And then like Anna and Seth are like making stuff in the kitchen. And so Sandy and Kirsten are like, and they like clink their wine glasses together. Because they're like, we're doing it.
Can't be perfect for too long.
It cannot be perfect for too long because this is Newport Beach.
The doorbell rings,
and guess who is there? The gruesome twosome!
Yeah.
Because their caterer's truck broke down.
Oh, God.
Julie's
half ponytail is something else.
Julie is something else. I missed her.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I love Julie Cooper.
Yeah.
She just comes in, and she's like, okay, we're going to just stay with you. We came to tell Marissa that the caterer's truck is... It broke down and we're going to go out to eat. And Cal's like, oh, maybe we'll just stay here. And Sandy's like, please come in.
Make
like,
yourself at home, right. Cal. And then Julie sees Jimmy and Jimmy sees Julie. And it's like, Julie, yeah. Jimmy, Rachel.
Right.
Rachel.
I'm Rachel.
It's Rachel.
I can't stand her. I swear to God. So that's happening, of course. And Kirsten's just going to keep drinking, which like I understand.
Yeah.
We're back in Chino. We meet...
Teresa,
who was...
What's that, Teresa?
Teresa is not 16 years old. That girl, that actress is so much older looking than everyone. I feel like she looks so old. Hmm. I don't know. I think maybe it's the eyebrows or something. I'm sure she was the same age as them
all.
I'm
going to look it up.
Because obviously, like, you know, like, Misha was, like, 18.
She was the actual youngest.
But, like, that girl, I don't know. It's kind of like an...
Misha's my age. She's born earlier in the year that I was born. So she would have been 17.
17?
This was all airing.
So which
she's
makes
almost
sense.
18. But like, I got to see what
Teresa, I just see her, and I'm just, like, this. Yeah. Every time I see her, I'm like, you look so much older.
Oh, shit.
Hmm.
She is so much older.
Yes, I knew it.
She was born in 77, so she would have been, I can't do that math right
now.
Oh,
my God. She would have been.
26, maybe? I guess she might be on par with Summer.
Yeah.
Summer was 81, so she's 4 years older than Summer, Seth,
so she would have been 26 or 27. So she's playing 10 years younger than she actually is.
Yep.
Yeah, and you can tell.
Yep.
It's just like she looks so much older than everyone. I mean, and like I would say like. Ben McKenzie does too, but they do their best to like kind of dress him in
like
that
a child.
Like a child, like a teenager.
Yeah.
But
it helps that he's a little shorter.
He's short too, and like he's got like light hair, which I think softens his features and stuff. But like, God, she's.
That's.
Funny. I don't want to be like she looks so old, but like she's supposed to be playing 16, so it's like kind of insane.
Right. Again, though, I will say that I don't want to say this is a terrible just generalization, but that like sometimes like people who have rough lives like. Age
yes,
quicker.
They age
so
quicker.
Maybe that's
maybe that's
the
just
reason.
Teresa's, yeah.
But she was the girl next door.
She was the girl next door.
So am I. Awkward.
Yeah.
I'll explain later. Uh-huh.
She's so fucking mean to
Teresa.
Marissa. Yes. I hate Teresa.
Really?
Honestly, I think Teresa's my second least favorite character ever on the OC.
Who's your least favorite character?
Probably Oliver, just because, but he's also my favorite because he's insane and like gave like a really good arc.
We'll get there.
No, I also like hate Caitlyn later. I think Caitlyn's really fucking annoying.
I can't wait to talk about Caitlyn later, but we're not
I just don't
there.
Like Teresa. I just think she's like, I get why they do the plot of her, but I just feel like she's super rude and like, just I don't know, like I don't I feel bad for her later, like when we'll talk about her plot later, but
well, and I kind of feel bad for her because like she's talking about like her like best friend slash like sort of boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Like
no, he like fucked her over
gone
for sure
for 5 months.
Yeah,
like that sucks.
It sucks really bad, and like
so I
feel for her there, but
she's
also just like she's directing it towards Marissa, and that's not really Marissa's fault. Not that I love Marissa. Marissa pisses me off, too. But, like, Marissa's like, oh, like, I'll help you cook. And Teresa's like, oh, no, she's got mates for that. Like,
right. Okay.
Like,
that's
girl,
that's
I just
great...
met you. I don't like her. Teresa bothers me.
That's okay.
Julie, back in Newport, Julie's like, Marissa's missing.
Yeah.
Which is, of course.
And they're, like, Julie and Jimmy are arguing about that. And then, like, yeah, that's just, like, really tense and heated. And Rachel's watching that game. She goes, ooh, big play.
Yeah.
And then Julie turns her whole body and face and just, like, stares a look of death at her.
Hilarious.
It's amazing.
Anna confronts Caleb about the heights.
Everyone does.
Environmentalist-wise. Yeah. Summer arrives, which is really cute. She's like, I'm supposed to be like at Marissa's. So like Summer not being with her family is a little bit, makes a little bit more sense because her family lives in Newport. So like she can just go to her best friends. Like she can be like, I'm going to go to Marissa's for Thanksgiving this year. Yeah. And then like her dad's probably like, yeah, whatever.
I'll see you later tonight.
Yeah. So she's like, while I'm here, let's go talk about what didn't happen in the pool house. And then she just pounces on him, which I thought was really funny.
Uh-huh.
And then we, you know, start that whole...
The whole, like, dance of Seth and his women. And the music that plays in the background every time that he's doing it. I love it
It's funny. And they did a really good job with the music. In Chino, we find out that Ryan did musicals.
He played Snoopy.
He played Snoopy in Here I Go, Man, Charlie Brown. He and Teresa, quote, used to get in all kinds of trouble.
Oh, God. And they went to the winter dance.
But, okay, so... Am I wrong? She says that, you know, they grew up together, like, their whole lives, and then he just left, which, yes, he did. But didn't they move around a lot?
Ryan?
Yeah. Isn't there, like, isn't there something that he said? Like, because he's like, yeah, that's what, she's like, oh, we're going to move, and this time it's going to be better. And he's like, yeah, well, that's what you said about Reno, and that's what you said about this place, and that's what you said about this place. So that's maybe a continuity error that, I mean, of course, like, that's just going to happen. They did junior year twice, so, like, really continuity on the show is not always.
I'm going to do the,
I think in, like, maybe episode three or whenever she's talking about moving somewhere else, he's like, yeah, that's what you said about X city. And
Yeah, totally.
So that's just...
When we, you know what he says? That's what you said when we moved from Fresno after Dad got arrested. So I think it's, like, been in the same general
area.
I don't think it was Reno. So I think, like, maybe not necessarily, like, they've been neighbors all the time.
Right.
But, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Oh, meanwhile, in that house out back, Arturo says... You don't have to do this. You can just go back to your new life. What's Trey going to do? And I said, valid point, Arturo. Get the fuck out of there, Ryan.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
He doesn't have to do anything for Trey.
He has this, like, martyr complex that's, like, ugh.
Yeah. Anyway. He absolutely does. And like, it's his downfall, I think. Because, like, he feels like he has to be the one to save everybody.
Save every single
person. All the time.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
And I think that's why part of the reason why he likes being with Marissa is because, like, he likes being the parent in the relationship.
Well, and maybe not necessarily likes. I don't know if I want to use that word. But, like, that we... The things that are familiar to us, like, are the most comfortable, even if they're destructive. And I feel like... She fills a hole that Dawn left.
Yeah, exactly.
And so
exactly.
She's the shit show that
he likes that.
He needs.
Well, not likes, but you know, I know what you mean.
But that he needs that chaos.
Kirsten's getting super drunk in Newport, and she says something.
She says something about hitting the
bricks. Hit the bricks.
They need to hit the bricks.
They need to hit the bricks, which I think is fucking
Sandy's
funny.
Like, hit the bricks? Who talks like that?
And she's having this conversation with Sandy, and Hannah's like, do you guys need some privacy? And she's really sweet. I really like Anna.
She's great.
I think she's a little dumb, but I think they're both... Because, listen, Miranda just gave me the meanest look. She is. They're 16 years old. She's not... It's. I mean, he doesn't like her until this episode is when he decides he likes her. Mm-hmm. And she kind of keeps thinking he's going to, and then he does. I mean, she's right, but wrong at the same time. I don't know. They're both dumb. I mean, like, both of the girls are... I don't appreciate the way that they wrote them looking back, especially in the next episode, which we'll talk about. This whole thing is so... was kind of hard for me to watch, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I hated watching him going back and forth. I'm sure in 2003 when I was 13, I was like, this is funny, but now I'm like, this is gross. Because he's going into his room and kissing Anna, and then he's going back into the pool house and kissing Summer, and it's like, it's just, I don't know.
And I, like, I'm ashamed slightly to admit that, like, I still kind of enjoyed it, like, when I watched it. And I attribute that to just, like, Adam Brody being a killer, like, funny performer.
Oh, it's funny. Like if it had been anybody else.
I was just giggling up a storm, but meanwhile, I was like, this is not cool.
It's
Seth,
so messy.
Please do not treat people this way.
It's like, I feel for Anna because he does, like, he absolutely is leading her on by, like, bringing her to the party than the last episode and, like, all of that. But she went into it kind of knowing that he was obsessed with Summer.
Yep.
So it's just icky. It's, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't feel great.
It doesn't feel good. And doesn't, I don't know. I just was watching it and I was like, oh, God.
And especially while she just looks like super beautiful.
She does. She is. Then, I mean, Anna's gorgeous. They both are. And they both have great qualities. Yeah, so, like, I understand why he can't choose because, like, they're both amazing.
Yeah.
But it's he fucking treats them like awful in this episode. Adam Brody is really funny, and he does play it really well.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing that
it's
saves
the only
it.
Thing that saves it. It's just gross.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe I'm just old. I don't know. I'm just looking at this and I'm just like, oh God.
Yeah.
Seth calls Ryan, I guess
To ask like for advice.
To ask
about
for
it.
Advice.
Yeah.
But then he also says that Julie is looking for Marissa because.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Oh my God!
Wait. He's like, oh yeah, Julie's looking for Marissa, and then he's like, oh, she's here with me and Chino. Ryan tells Seth where she is, and this amazing moment happens back in the Cohen kitchen. I don't think it plays very well in clip form, but Kirsten is blending margaritas, and it's super freaking loud, and Seth's like. Marissa's in Chino, Marissa's in Chino. She's like, what? And he's like, I said Marissa is in Chino, like right as the blender turns off. And he's like, wow, that really happens in real life.
That actually happens in real life.
And
which is really very funny.
Julie's like, wait, what did you say? And he's like, I said Marissa has my Chinos. I love those pants. Which is great.
So they find out that Marissa is in Chino.
Yeah.
Mess. And Kirsten's like, Marg is the new buddy. Like,
right.
She's just getting fucked up, which like I understand.
Totally.
Marissa and Ryan are leaving Teresa's house, and Marissa says, how come you didn't tell me there's a Teresa? And he said, how come you didn't tell me about your mom?
Oh, my God.
Because they just love to fight.
But Marissa's so fucking naive because she's like, I'll explain it to her.
Yeah.
Will you? Because did you also explain how Ryan wasn't the reason that you almost killed yourself in Mexico? Mm-hmm. Did she listen then? No,
she sure didn't.
So what are you talking about?
I'll explain it to her.
And then Ryan says, this is not a conversation. You lied to me. And I said, yep, preview of what's to come.
Yeah, literally like all the time.
Sorry, my dude.
Their relationship is like, oh my gosh. But it's like that. They have to have that on like a teen drama show. They have to have like the relationship that's got all the drama. And then they have to have like the fun relationship.
Yeah.
That has the fun drama.
It has the funner drama. Yeah.
So back to Seth, he's making out with Summer in the pool house, and he keeps stopping and being like, this is happening, because he's very happy to be making out with Summer.
And she looks so cute.
And she looks so cute. Yeah. I love her.
That's great.
She's like, wait, what are you talking about?
This isn't happening.
Oh, my God. And she's like.
This can't be happening.
Because she's still, like, struggling with her feelings for him or whatever.
Yeah.
And. She's like, I need to get food. Can we just go inside? He keeps like making up all of these crazy excuses.
Of course he is.
And then in the kitchen, I just wrote great kitchen island clip. We should play this, but I didn't take the time.
Great.
The time down.
Oh, okay. You know what? It might have been the next one where I said like this argument with all the adults.
Yeah.
But before that, in all caps, I just had, oh God, I just noticed Julie's jewelry, which
it's
is awful.
Insane. It's insane.
It's like a bunch of gold hoops all over the place.
No. Yeah. It's
bananas.
Wild.
This is your fault because you allowed her to go with Ryan.
I had no idea she was doing this.
Well, that's encouraging.
What sort of father doesn't know what his daughter is up to?
Oh, you're not serious.
I may be a lot of things, but never a bad parent.
Destroyer of the environment.
Tyrannical land baron.
You stay out of this. I don't even know what you're doing here.
Oh, she's our guest. Unlike some people.
Oh, so suddenly you have standards about who you let into this house.
What does that mean?
Well, Marissa wouldn't be in Chino if she hadn't met someone from Chino.
Ryan's not the problem.
Right, it's the overzealous tree hugger that brought him in.
Or the irresponsible parent who's too busy trying to get laid on Thanksgiving.
Well, excuse me for making up for lost time.
Well, excuse me?
Sorry, it's the key to passion. There.
Don't expect that to happen very often.
Oh, people, please, feel free to share.
Does anyone want another drink?
Hey, Seth.
I love that clip.
It's good. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that was what I was talking about. Perfect. I love that. Summer walks out of the bathroom in the pool house, and it's Sandy, and she's like, I love this fucking scene, because she's just like, oh, my God.
ew.
Ew.
I mean I'm not sorry. You. No, you're very attractive.
You're very
for a dad.
Distinguished.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She just like walks away.
Really fucking funny.
That's adorable. Because Seth is upstairs with Anna in that moment, and she's like, I'm eating captain oats at Jenga.
Oh, that's a really
good thing. I think it's
his
lack
Anna.
Of opposable thumbs that give me a certain advantage.
Oh my gosh. That is.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Anyway.
So you're very distinguished. And Chino, I don't know, something's going wrong with
the
car.
I just fist fight of the episode.
It's like, like Ryan's getting in a fight because he's
fucking
Chino. We've
gotten to the fist fight of
Chino.
The episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's EOC, so Ryan's got to punch someone.
Marissa is the wheel man.
She comes through. She saves
them. It's like the
them.
One good thing that she does in the episode.
Literally. Sandy.
There's more adult arguments than
more adult arguments, but it's more Sandy's yelling at Seth being like,
yes,
you cannot have
area.
These two girls. You've got Anna.
Yeah.
She's so smart and she's funny. And Summer
is Summer. Yeah.
And he's like, you can't just leave these girls.
You can't
hanging.
Lead them on. You
yeah.
have to
yeah.
you have to choose.
Yeah, which he
I get it.
Does not.
No.
Turkey burns. Summer comes in.
Anna comes
in.
Down. Yeah.
They realize each other is there.
Summer, Anna, Seth.
Yeah, it's very funny.
And then Cal laughing about this in the background. His facial expressions are golden. He's so fucking amused.
He's amused, but I bet he's like a little bit proud too of Seth.
That
like,
he's like,
chasing
those skirts. Chasing
those skirts. Caleb Nichols skirt chaser.
I love it. And then in Chino,
Chino, Trey is like, leave me behind, man. Ugh. Just leave me behind.
Yeah, leave all this behind. And I was like, good job, Trey.
Yeah, right.
And all throughout, like, all of this Chino stuff, I think it's Orange Sky by Alexi Murdoch, I feel like is the name.
I think so, yeah.
That's probably my favorite, one of my favorite songs from the OC
It's nice,
tapes.
Yeah. I think it's on, it's on Mix One. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Marissa's like, I guess I didn't realize when you left people behind, which is kind of like a sad thing to think about. But I mean,
it echoes the same sentiment of like Kirsten earlier, where she's like, we forget that
he has people.
Because
he kind of just showed up in their lives, you know, and like once Dawn was gone, they were just kind of like, oh, I
great.
Guess that's it. But it wasn't.
You had like friends and
you had like a whole life in Chino. Yeah.
Maybe not a great one. But
no.
We got it.
They get home and Marissa, Julie's like, Marissa, you're here, blah, blah. And Caleb's like, eh, it's Thanksgiving.
Yes. Good job.
I was
Cal.
Like, that was the first time I've ever liked Caleb. I was like,
I know.
Oh, man, that's actually pretty cool of him.
I know.
Everyone's
being super cute with that Chinese because, like, drunk Kirsten is passed out
in
bed
passed.
And Sandy is eating that Chinese food. And
out.
Like, so cute. Little life goals right there.
She's just passed out, drunk as fuck.
And
he's
Jimmy,
just like, nom, 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 Chinese.
Eating and like smiling at her because he loves her so fucking much.
He does.
And Jimmy and Rachel are being cute with their little Chinese and they're like, we should do this sometime. And he's like, and she's like, well, like when you're ready.
Right.
I guess.
And then we
and
never
then we see like the Caleb Julie
again.
Thing.
Caleb Julie thing then, is cute. And then the Marissa, Seth,
Julie.
and Ryan are chilling in Seth's room and Marissa's like, did you know that Ryan did musicals?
And she like grabs his cute little
face.
It's
super cute. And he says something really mean about Chino. He says, I didn't know they had musicals in Chino.
Or dancing or laughter.
It's
or
so
like,
mean.
I know.
Did
I tell you that I read a thing about like Chino was the city of Chino was really pissed about their
representation. Oh, yeah. I remember
this,
that.
Because like people weren't going there anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's not. I mean, it may not be, like, appealing, per se, but I don't know if it's, like, a fucking war zone like it is
no,
portrayed.
No, they portray it like it's the shithole. It's probably just, like, a normal city. I don't know. I've never been there. I've been to many places in Southern California. I've never been to Chino.
Neither have I, but I was talking to this guy, Joey, at soccer today, who is from Orange County. I don't remember what city he lived in specifically, but he spent, like, 1 year in Newport Beach living on Balboa Island, actually.
Oh.
And I was like, we should get you on the podcast. But he was like, and I was talking about Chino, and he's like, Chino Hills? And I was like, I don't know, probably. And he was like, yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, so that's the episode.
That was the episode.
They're really cute.
A lot of... like there's actually a lot happens in this episode, but it's a lot of like dialogue and I appreciated that. I like that. I think it's like a really fun, fast paced episode.
It feels very theatrical. Like
it
this
is.
Could be a stage play.
It's very like noises off. Like it's a lot's like going on. It's like very like a little bit like a Flea in Her Ear, like that kind of stuff where it's just like a little bit farcical.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, coming over who weren't invited, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Lot
I really
of
like this episode.
Not
I
missed entrances, but like a lot of like
right. A lot of like coming and goings
about,
and like
yeah.
who like where's Marissa? Who's this? Blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
I vividly remember watching this episode.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Like, when it aired. This is the second ever episode that I watched. Because like the first one was The Perfect Couple. And then I was like, this is my show. From now on in, I'm...
You're all in on
it. I watched it every week, baby. Or nice. I DVR'd it or whatever. Or sometimes VHS taped it.
Nice.
Like they did. We had to do back in the day.
Oh, my God.
Those are... Happy Thanksgiving from the Coens.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Coens.
And the Nichols.
And the Nichols.
And the Coopers.
And whatever.
Who cares?
And the Atwood.
The Atwood.
And Teresa, whatever Teresa's last name is, I forget.
Oh, they say it.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
It's not important yet. Yeah.
Do you want to finish? Are you looking for your quote?
I have a couple, but I can't decide.
Oh, okay.
Why does she need tryptophan? She's on Valium.
Well, I'll see you next week.
Bye.